Bonjour, this is Ricky White, proud superintendent of COLA. You are tuned into KKWE 89.9 FM Nietzsche Radio right here in Gawaba, Bekanikug, Minnesota. That is White Earth, Miigwech, Kichimiigwech, Kibizindawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Ho-wa!
For tuning into
COLA Connection.
We are coming to you live from Circle Life Academy
in White Earth, Minnesota.
Bonjour, I'm Samantha Iceman from Circle Life Academy. I'm a junior.
Hi, I'm Tia Parisian. I'm a senior at Circle Life Academy.
Hi, I'm Isaiah. I'm Isaiah Jacobson, an 11th grader from Circle Life Academy.
Hello, my name is Pauline Van Wert. I am a senior at the Circle Life Academy.
Elementary kids will be going to the Holmes Theater tomorrow for Junie B. Jones. And congratulations to Ryan Beijing and family for their daughter coming home today.
Last week on... Or no, wait, when did I go on that bowling trip? This week, I went on a bowling trip with... Monday, I went on a bowling trip with... 23 other students. We were able to go on a bowling trip because we met our
We met our standards
on the test. Seasonal test, and the bowling trip was pretty fun. We all had fun. Went to Pizza Hut. I'm done. Today for breakfast we had sausage, eggs, cheese. Breakfast buddies with juice and milk. Today for lunch we had turkey, cheese, sandwiches, wild rice, salad, pears, and milk. Tomorrow, Friday on 10/6/17, we're having cereal, toast, juice, and milk for breakfast. For lunch we're having hamburger with bun, lettuce, tomato, pickle, apple, milk. Next week on Monday, we're having oatmeal, bagels, juice, milk for breakfast. For lunch, we're having chicken and rice soup, salad, grapes, and milk. Tuesday of next week, we're having French toast, sausage, juice, milk. For lunch, we're having corn dogs, white rice, broccoli, pineapple, and milk. Wednesday, we're having cereal, toast, juice, milk. For lunch, we're having chicken patty, potatoes, orange slices, corn, bread, and milk. Thursday for next week, we're having cocoa, wheat, toast, juice, milk. For lunch, we're having beef and bean burritos, salad, grapes, milk. And then Friday of next week, we're having breakfast bars, toast, juice, milk. For lunch, we're having chicken strips, tater tots, green beans, peaches, and milk.
Well, we got our junior high volleyball schedule, and there is a game on October 5th tomorrow at Park Christian Home. There is a game on October 9th, Red Lake, away at 4:30. And at October 11th, Circle Nations home game at 4 p.m. In junior varsity, we have a game today against Neosheng home game at 5 p.m. October 5th, we go against Buck School, away game at 4:30. October 9th, we go against Red Lake, an away game at 5:30, and October 10th, Book School, away at 4:30. And for junior high football, we have tomorrow TZ School home game at 4:30, and October 11th, our boys go against Circle of Nation home at 5 p.m.
We would like to give Megan Myers a huge shout-out for giving us Phi-Ed as an elective. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Oh, the word of the week is Dogwoggin, and that's autumn. Now we have our story time.
This is Samantha Iceman, and I will be talking about the grand opening of the skate park in Pine Point. That happens on Friday, October 6th. starts at 12 o'clock p.m. at the Pine Point School. There will be door prizes and lunch provided. There will also be a hip-hop show by Thomas X, DJ Ayo, and Lil Rob. I think it's cool that they finally built a skate park around the community. They should continue to build more things for the kids. Maybe it would keep a lot of them out of trouble. I also think it's amazing what Thomas Barrett does and how he does all these shows on the reservation for his people. He has a voice and is trying to make a change.
Okay, so I'm Tia Parisian, and October 1st, on Sunday, the school took students to the Twins game in Minneapolis at the Target Field. Let's see, when we got there, it was Kids Appreciation Day, so kids 14 and under got free Twin hats and some other little gift cards that they get from Papa John's or whatever. And so after the game was over, we drove back to school, and I don't know, I had a lot of fun. It was my first game there. Never been to Twins game, but I don't know. I want to thank the school for bringing us down there, and thanks for all the other chaperones, and the Twins also won their game.
Yeah, I'm Isaiah Jacobson. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the Las Vegas shooting. 500 people were injured. 59 people died. The shooting lasted about 9 to 12 minutes. The shooter was shooting from a hotel room. He also had 12 firearms at his side during the event.
Isaiah, it's not the biggest shooting
ever. Yeah.
And that was not the biggest shooting in the U.S. history.
And you guys have comments on it?
Can we say his name on the radio? Yeah? Wasn't it Stephen Paddock or something? Stephen, I don't know. But something like that. He was like a 64-year-old man or something. But yeah. You know what I had? About a couple days ago it happened. Mm-hmm. October 1st? Okay.
Oh, the biggest mass shooting was Wounded Knee on the U.S. history.
Oh, okay.
And my name is Pauline. I'm going to be talking about our new quarter, second quarter. Our second quarter has started, and this quarter we have gym class on Thursday, 45 minutes. In a couple weeks, our students get 3 weeks off because that's how the flex calendar works, I guess. We don't go back to school till November 13th, so we get to spend our Halloween weekend at home or wherever, but you can still come to school for them 3 weeks, but it's not mandatory. Hopefully this quarter, all of us high schoolers can go on more trips. I'm glad we get 3 weeks off finally so I can get some sleep and have free time.
Let me ask you. On October, 24th? We're going to be going to the college tour at the BSU, and yeah.
It should be fun.
Are you going to come?
Yeah, I'm
going to come. Good. All right, good. So, what's your idea? Okay, today I'm interviewing, questions? Yeah, today I'm interviewing Isaiah Jacobson. Pauline.
You got the wrong one.
Yeah, wrong questions, girl. Okay. Okay, Isaiah, how was your summer?
Short, but fun. Got to spend it with you a couple times. Got to go swimming.
That's true, that's true. You got to go swimming at least to get out of the house.
Yeah.
What was your favorite memory of summer? Just thinking.
Probably swimming with you guys. That one day I just magically showed up and you guys were there.
Yeah. Okay, how is your junior year going?
Fun. Didn't get no F yet, so it's going pretty good. Well, I kept my grades above a C, so.
I did too.
I'm doing good so far.
Halfway through the school year? Well, not really, kinda. Are you glad next year is your last year?
Yeah.
Nice. Why?
Because I can sleep in more.
You sleep in more? What's your favorite subject?
Mm.
I'm guessing you're going to say music, but I don't know.
I guess all my classes.
All of them?
I like all of my classes, yeah.
Do you like one that's kind of your favorite, like mostly your favorite?
No, it's just, it's even.
Huh. What's the worst subject? Which one?
I can't do this.
You don't have to answer it, Isaiah.
Well, I'd have to say social studies. That's about the time I get tired.
I probably have to agree with you.
Yeah. Why? Because that's about the time I get really tired.
It's hard.
Yeah. Like today, I was starting to fall asleep. Teachers asked me if I was okay, and I was like, yeah, I'm just tired.
You'd be like, no. What do you do on your free time in class?
Sit there and look at the wall because we're not allowed to have phones no more.
You can go on a Chromebook, you know that?
Yeah, true.
You can just go in there. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that say? Number six. Why do you like to do student council?
Because I can... Well, I guess I can help make the school a bit funner in some way.
And?
Oh, do I have creative ideas?
Yeah, you do.
I guess.
At least you get to know what's going on. Okay. What are you going to do on our 3-week break? Or whatever. Yeah, 3-week break. I'm guessing you're gonna sleep.
No, I don't want to sleep. That'll be a waste.
I know.
I'm gonna stay up that whole 3-week break, no sleep. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that.
Anything else?
I'm probably. What will I do?
Try to catch your cat.
Yeah, try to catch my cat. Play with my animals. Kevin. Try to catch my cat, Kevin.
This cat is so weird.
Yeah, I swear. My cat's pretty weird.
This cat will creep around the corner. It will. Okay, number seven. What are you going to... Are you glad we get 3 weeks off?
Yeah. We need it because our summer was too short.
Me too. Same. It was way too short and I'm tired. Okay. How long have you been in music?
Since... Anna actually started.
So, it's like the beginning of school year?
So, yeah, 3 years.
Okay. Why do you like that class?
Because music, I guess, is a good skill to learn. Because, in some countries, they don't allow music. So, I think it's just something good to do because some other people don't have the opportunity to do it.
What instruments can you play?
Yeah.
I can play piano, ukulele, and I can play guitar too, but...
You can play the ukulele?
Yeah.
I don't know how to play that.
I can play the fun song.
It's the SpongeBob fun song. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I play guitar too, but that just hurts my fingers.
Okay, would you like to continue music after high school?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess, yeah.
Why? You like it a lot?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I want to learn more piano.
Are you going to be in a band, Isaiah?
No.
Be in a band.
Why not?
Well, if I was in a band, I would want to be the leader. Because I like taking control.
You do? I can see you doing that. Do you plan on going to college?
Yeah.
Where at?
That I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided?
No.
Do you know what for?
Huh? No. That's your next question, too. What am I going to major in? I don't know what I'm going to major in yet. I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was littler, but now I don't. Oh, yeah, I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was littler, but now I don't, because I wouldn't be able to put down an animal.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be too tough.
I think I'd want to be a veterinarian then, probably. What do you do, or was that? Did I read that one already? No? Yep.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. What do you like to do outside of school?
I like playing on my PS4. I like sleeping. I like cooking. I like cleaning.
You somewhat. Should do your cooking shows on Facebook Live often more. They're pretty funny.
They were funny.
They are.
But my camera guy quit on me.
Oh, that's sad. How many pets do you have, Isaiah? I know you have a lot.
I have two birds, one hamster, a bunny, a dog, two cats, a beta fish.
Don't you have a spider?
Yeah, I had a tarantula for a little bit, but she died.
What are the names?
Oh my god, that'll take forever.
Yeah, we gotta use up time.
Okay, baby's my German Shepherd. Sammy is my gray cat. Kevin's my black and white cat.
The creepy one.
Yeah, Kevin's the creepy one. And that's my neighbor's name, too. So I shouldn't be yelling, yelling Kevin outside my house. Yeah, I shouldn't be yelling Kevin outside my house. That'll probably weird out people. My fish doesn't have a name. My parakeet's name is Mystery. My cockatiel I haven't really named yet. She's too stubborn to name. And yeah, that's about all.
Is that it? What about the bunny?
Oh yeah, the bunny Alita. I don't know. She has 1,000 names for that.
Oh okay. I think this. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think the bunny's name was actually Billy, like a year ago.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard. You said something about naming it Billy.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I got 6.
What are their names?
Anthony's the oldest. Latoya's the second oldest. Sydney's the third oldest. Sharissa's the fourth oldest. I'm the fifth oldest. Isaac's the sixth. And Alita's the seventh. Yeah, so I actually have 7 siblings.
Oh, okay.
Do you love your siblings?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Well, I'll love them no matter what, but they can be annoying.
I think Toya is probably your favorite sibling. Or is it Anthony?
I wouldn't do favorites.
I don't know. I kind of think Toya would be your favorite sibling.
Me and Toya are just like exactly alike. We sound like
twins.
Too.
They sound alike a lot.
Me, Latoya, and my mom sound alike.
Yeah. How many times have you dyed your hair?
Oh.
Oh my god.
I've bleached my hair twice, but I've actually dyed my hair 4 times.
What was your favorite color?
Probably the turquoise head for a little bit.
What colors is y'all dye your hair?
I've had turquoise, green, black, and a really, 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 really dark shade of green. Like when I was like 8.
Cool. Do you like playing video games?
Yeah.
What kind of video games?
I like playing Skyrim. GTA 5.
What other games?
I like playing Minecraft. Minecraft's really fun. That's actually a good game.
That is.
That gets your mind thinking.
What's your favorite game?
My favorite game is probably Skyrim.
What is that game? Like, what are you doing there?
I don't know. It's just like a game that really never ends, I guess. It's just, it always has missions.
Weird.
You can, like, never, ever beat it, I guess.
Weird.
If you beat it, I give you credit.
Probably. How long do you usually play your games?
It depends, I guess. Like, if, like, say I have a school break, I could play for, like, hours a day. But I don't like doing that. Because it's dirty.
I can't do that. It's dirty. I can't do that. But yeah. Anyways.
If I honestly do play games for like hours, I'll be upset myself at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, thank you, Isaiah.
Yeah, I want to be interviewed again. This was fun.
Thank you, Isaiah.
The mic's funny.
All right. I am going to be interviewing Steve Dahlberg. All right. What did you do for your last job at the college?
I worked at White Earth Tribal and Community College in Manoman. I was the math department, science department, and the extension director for 15 years.
How long did you work at that college?
15 years.
Hmm. Okay. How do you like Circle Life so far?
Oh, it's good. I'm starting to get to know the students, and I like working with all the students. That's my favorite part about teaching.
Who's your favorite class?
No comment.
Was it a challenge for you at first?
Yes, it was. Yeah, there was a lot of things that were different about going down to the high school level from the college level. But, I got into the swing of it after a few weeks.
What do you do here?
I teach the high school math classes and then environmental science for 11th grade.
What made you want to teach math and science?
My favorite really is teaching science. I've always preferred teaching science, but math teachers are always hard to come by, and I know a lot of math, so I usually end up having that gig too, but my favorite thing has always been to teach science.
What inspired you to become a teacher?
You know, it really happened by accident. I mean, at pretty much any point in my life before I was teaching, if you would have told me I was going to be a teacher someday, I would have thought you were crazy. But I stumbled into it and found that I really liked it, and so I've stuck with it.
Who was your role model?
My high school physics teacher was a really awesome teacher. He was just a funny guy, and he'd always set up these contraptions in the front of the room, and we had physics first period, and so we'd come in there before school started and kind of hang around, and we'd ask him all kinds of questions about the gadget that he had in the front of the room, and he'd never say a word about it until it was time to use it. He'd just leave us in suspense, and he'd let us play around with things. We'd hook up old car coils to people's seats and shock them during class, and hook it up to the door so people would get shocked when they come into the classroom and stuff like that. So we just were being stupid and having it was fun. I really liked them a lot.
What was the biggest challenges you had to face in your teaching career?
Oh, biggest challenges. Probably the whole classroom management discipline thing, because that's really not who I am. I'm kind of an easygoing kind of guy, and so, that's the hardest thing for me.
What's your favorite book and why?
There's an author that I like that has written a lot of books. His name's John Michael Greer, and I don't know. I like the topics that he writes about, and he's a real philosophical thinking kind of guy, and that's stuff that I like. So anyhow, pretty much all of his books are good reads.
So you like reading?
I do some reading. It's not my favorite thing to do, you know, when I have free time, but I do read a fair amount.
What are some of your experience working with older students?
Well, it kind of depends on what you mean by older. If you mean older
teenagers,
okay.
No, college or college, I guess.
I've worked with, the youngest I've ever worked with was fifth grade, and then I've worked all the way up to 70-year-olds when I was at the tribal college. And so, you know, it's a big difference most of the time with older students. They're in school because they really want to be, not because they have to be. And so they have a different attitude about a lot of things. It's easier to get them to do the work. And so, yeah, that's really the biggest difference is when they're older, they're generally there because they want to be, and they usually work harder.
What's your greatest accomplishment in life?
My kids.
Oh, cool. And what's your kids' name?
I've got five kids. My oldest daughter is named Natalia. She's about 20, well, she's almost 29, and then I have my next oldest daughter is 27, and her name is Tatiana, and then I have triplet boys that are 19, and they're Alejandro, Fabian, and Giovanni, and then I've got four grandkids also.
What do you like to do for fun?
Lots of things, mainly play music. I play guitar and bass, upright bass and bass guitar, and also harmonica. And I've played in bands in the past. I'm not playing in one right now, but that's by far my favorite thing to do. But I also grow a lot of fruit trees. I like to cook. I like to carve. I like to make knives. I got a whole bunch of hobbies. I mean, I could yak on about that for too long, probably.
How did you learn how to play music?
In my room. I've never really had any lessons in anything. I just was interested in it, and so I sat down with records that I liked and played them over and over and over and over again and tried to figure out what was going on. And eventually I found books that helped me out, but and I've learned a few things from people here and there, but mostly it's just thousands of hours in my room.
Do you know how to read music notes?
I was in choir and band in school, and so I do know how to read music, but I've never really done it with the instruments that I play now, so I can figure it out, but I usually try not to do that because it's a lot of work and I'm lazy.
Why do you like to play music?
There's just a magic about it that you don't get hardly anywhere else. I mean, if you've ever been on stage with a band when they're just really cooking, it's just one of the most awesome feelings in life, and I just love it. It's a high. And it's just magic. I like having magic in the world, and music is one of those kinds of magic.
Did you ever sing on stage?
I have some, but I've always been more of a sideman than a lead person. I feel more comfortable in the sideman role. It's a lot of pressure being the front man, and so anyhow, I've done both.
What did you do this summer?
Worked. I had like a couple of days off between leaving my old job and starting this one, so yeah, I didn't really do anything special.
What was your favorite memory of this past summer?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I can't remember any favorite memories, to be honest. Yeah, I didn't really do much of anything fun.
What was your favorite job before?
Oh, my favorite job was when I was timber framing. Back when I was in my 20s, I built timber frames. It's kind of hard to explain, but you build houses and things like that out of big timbers, and you cut different kinds of joints to hold the timbers together so you don't use nails or bolts or anything like that. And it's a lot of craftsmanship, and I really love that job a lot.
What is your favorite color?
I could never answer that question until one day I looked in my closet and there was like 10 green shirts sitting in there, and so I guess I decided that it must be green.
What is your favorite food?
Oh boy. I would have to say, as a group, Cajun food is my favorite, so pretty much anything, you know, gumbo, red beans and rice, jambalaya, all that kind of stuff. I like to cook, and that's one of the types of foods that I like to make, and that's my favorite.
What's the best home ability? What do you like to do at home?
Like I said, a lot of playing music and cooking stuff, and yeah, those are probably the two main ones.
Well, thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Check out our school Facebook page.
Now we will say our mission statement. Our Circle Life Academy is immersed in Anishinaabe Mino Bemadizuin for our children and community and provide the highest quality of education.
Check out our re-air on Sunday at 5 p.m. Our song of the week is Simple Man by
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
When I was young, sun.